This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Beach Brawls.
Fights breaking out at beaches across the USA.
It's so bad, they're being compared to the craziness on planes. Then, Fallen Angels. The sexy supermodels replaced.
Victoria's Secret's massive rebranding effort.
And Joe Biden's temper tantrum blowback.
You don't understand that you're in your own business.
What the reporter he targeted is saying today. Plus, the COVID lab leak controversy.
New revelations about a coronavirus lab accident that happened before, right here in the U.S.
Then, the little boy found slain in a motel room.
Now his mom breaks her silence.
It was all a lie.
And here she is, the first national Miss Juneteenth.
I am so honored to have this title.
Plus, TikTok beauty tip disaster. Look what she did to her face.
It's a very bad idea. Don't do it.
And you've never seen a warm-up like this.
She's got her show tunes going.
Now, Inside Edition with Deborah Norville.
Hello, and thanks for joining us. I'm Mary Calvi, in today for Deborah. As COVID mandates loosen and the weather heats up, people across America are flocking to beaches again. But along with fun in the sun, there's also been an uptick in violence with all-out brawls on the beaches. Lisa Guerrero reports.
A nasty brawl breaks out on the beach. Police say it happened on Hampton Beach in New Hampshire when 500 teens skipped school after word spread on social media about a beach party. Brawls are erupting at beaches across America, just as millions of people flock to the shores with the pandemic on the wane. At this beach in Rhode Island, violence erupted for the third time in as many weeks. It's a free-for-all in Clearwater, Florida. In Fort Myers, there's pandemonium as someone brandishes a gun on the beach. Dozens flee as he opens fire. Fortunately, no one was hurt. And look, this guy escapes from a beach patrol while still in handcuffs. Now law enforcement is cracking down on beach violence. There are extra police patrols here at beaches in Santa Monica and at many Southern California beaches. There are also undercover teams among the beachgoers who are especially targeting excessive drinking.
If you're intoxicated, you're going to be taken to jail. Simple as that.
Lieutenant Jim Brayton of the LA Sheriff's Department compares the epidemic of beach brawls to the recent upsurge in disorderly behavior on planes.
It's probably no different than you hear people doing obnoxious things on airplanes and everything else. I don't know what the exact phenomena is other than it resulted during the year of the pandemic and is still resulting now.
Most people come to the beaches with their families for a relaxing day in the sun. But for many, their good time is being ruined by violence and mayhem.
A poll by the hotel search site Trivago found that going to a beach tops the list of dream vacations this summer. Call them Fallen Angels. Victoria's Secret is ditching its traditional supermodels to focus on models with incredible achievements, not just looks. But will it help or hurt the brand? Here's Amber Cogliano.
Bye-bye, Victoria's Secret Angels. The lingerie brand is clipping the wings of their iconic supermodels in favor of a more diverse group of women, including soccer star Megan Rapinoe, actress Priyanka Chopra, and a transgender model from Brazil.
The Fallen Angels are part of Victoria's Secret's massive rebranding effort to be more inclusive after experiencing an 11% market share drop since 2015. Already, these storefront windows are very different, featuring women of all different races, shapes, and sizes.
This is what the younger generation really wants to see. They want to see themselves reflected in the brands that they buy and that they wear. So this is a great move forward for them.
The annual fashion show featured a parade of supermodels in skimpy lingerie. The show started in 1995 and quickly became a holiday TV staple and global phenomenon, with the Angels strutting their stuff all over the world, from New York to Paris to Shanghai. But the show was canceled in 2019 amid declining ratings and accusations. Victoria's Secret was out of step with the times. It didn't help that the notorious sex offender Jeffrey Epstein was linked to the brand as a financial advisor to the founder of Victoria's Secret's parent company. I'm thrilled to be creating a space that sees the true spectrum of all women, says Megan Rapinoe. And Priyanka Chopra had this to say: I am most excited for new customers to feel represented and like they belong.
The pandemic didn't help either, since a quarter of all Victoria's Secret stores closed in 2020. President Biden isn't known for blowing his top. That's why there is big reaction today to the moment he lashed out at a reporter who asked a question that rubbed him the wrong way.
Big reaction today to President Biden losing his temper with a CNN reporter.
I don't care if he's apologizing. He just embarrassed himself.
I don't care that you don't care.
It started after Biden gave an upbeat spin on his historic summit with Vladimir Putin. As he was leaving the press conference, Biden turned back and became combative with CNN White House correspondent Caitlin Collins.
How does that account to a constructive meeting?
You don't understand that. You're in your own business.
He apologized as he was about to board Air Force One.
I owe my last question an apology. I shouldn't have been such a wise guy with the last answer I gave.
But then he added another zinger at a reporter who essentially repeated Collins' question.
To be a good reporter, you got to be negative. You got to have a negative view of life. Okay, it seems to me the way you never ask a positive question.
CNN came to Caitlin Collins' defense.
Caitlin, of course, was asking a very reasonable question.
The question was totally legitimate.
Today on The View, things got pretty combative between Whoopi Goldberg and Meghan McCain.
If Trump had done that, we would be screaming at the top of our lungs.
The thing that I never saw Trump do was apologize to anybody. And I will take it when because sometimes I'm rude
respect,
to somebody. We're
with
all
due
like
respect,
that.
I don't care.
I just
care,
want to
we're
let
not
me
president.
Just finish what I'm saying.
Well, with all due respect, I don't care if he's apologizing. He just embarrassed himself.
I don't care that you don't
like
care.
Trump.
Just hear what
well,
I'm saying.
I don't
saying.
Care that
okay,
you don't care.
We're gonna
what
go.
Be so
we're gonna
then?
Go. Well, then good, Megan. Then you can be how you always are. We'll be
you can
right
be
back.
How you always are.
After a commercial break, they too apologized.
Because that's not the way I want to behave at work. So I apologize.
Well, I apologize to you.
So what does Caitlin Collins herself have to say about the president's apology?
Question. That is completely unnecessary from the president. He did not have to apologize, though I do appreciate that he did there in front of the other reporters.
Back in Russia, Vladimir Putin is singing Biden's praises, saying he was cheerful, professional, and didn't miss a thing. As Stephen Colbert's first guest in front of a live studio audience, Jon Stewart got lots of laughs, but he's also getting some flack for what he said about the Wuhan COVID lab leak theory. However, accidents have happened at high security labs before, right here in the United States. Stephen Fabian has details.
Jon Stewart is taking a lot of heat for his appearance this week with Stephen Colbert. He made it clear he believes that the COVID-19 virus leaked from the lab in Wuhan, China.
How did this happen? And they're like, a pangolin kissed a turtle? And you're like, no.
What do you mean by that? Do you mean like there's a chance that this was created in a lab, there's an investigation?
A chance?
Well,
Washington Post columnist blasted Stewart. He should shut up and stick to the thing that got him famous in the first place. On the other hand, Stewart is being praised by Fox News, where the lab leak theory is being
widely touted.
When John Stewart, Bill Maher, they're making a lot of sense these days. Wow, standing apart from the mob on the left, good for them.
The lab leak theory is gaining growing support. One reason is that accidents involving dangerous viruses have happened in labs before. In fact, it happened right here in the United States.
A lab at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill studies coronaviruses just like the lab in Wuhan, China. There have been six accidents with lab-created coronaviruses since 2015, according to documents obtained by ProPublica.
That laboratory is engaged in the production of new and novel kinds of coronaviruses that, if they were released from the lab, are very unpredictable.
Biosafety expert Edward Hammond says an accident happened just last year.
The mouse bit a researcher, and the mouse had been infected with a genetically engineered variety of the COVID virus.
How concerned should Americans be about another pandemic breaking out because of a lab leak?
There will be accidents, and those accidents are potentially catastrophic.
UNC sent us a statement saying that when the incident happened, the university notified the proper agencies and took corrective actions as needed. He's the five-year-old from Houston who was found dead in a motel room, and his father's girlfriend ended up under arrest. Now, Sammy's heartbroken mother is speaking out in an exclusive interview with Jim Murray.
The mother of five-year-old Samuel Olson, the little boy found slain inside a Best Western motel room, is breaking her silence. Sarah Olson shared photos of her son from happier days and a collection of Sammy's favorite toys.
Loves Toy Story. That was his thing. Ever since he was a little bitty baby, just loved Toy Story.
Sarah and her ex, Dalton Olson, were locked in a bitter custody battle. So the last time she saw or spoke with Sammy was at his birthday party in May 2020. She says because of COVID, for the next year, it was impossible to appear before a family court judge and fight for Sammy's return.
Sarah, do you feel like the judicial system let you down?
I do. I felt like the world was against me.
Sammy's disappearance captivated the country when the boy's father and his girlfriend, Teresa Balboa, gave a tearful interview after they reported Samuel missing.
I just want to bring my son home safely.
The girlfriend actually tried to blame Sarah.
I was going to take Sam to school when his mother showed up with a police officer, what I was under the impression to be a police officer, and they demanded me to release Sam.
The next day, Teresa was found in room 106 at the Best Western in Jasper, Texas, with Sammy's body stuffed inside a bin. But Sarah believes she didn't act on her own.
Dalton's definitely involved, in my opinion. With all the evidence that has been brought to light, his father is definitely responsible for his death.
Dalton was out there handing out flyers saying, "Where's Sam? Where's Sam?" You think that was all a charade?
It was all a lie.
Dalton Olson has not been charged and denies having anything to do with his son's death. As Sarah tries to process her son's murder, she says she's haunted by the last thing she ever said to him.
I told him everything would be okay. It wasn't okay.
No one has been charged with killing Sammy. Teresa Balboa has been charged with tampering with a corpse. President Biden signed a bill today establishing June 19th as Juneteenth, National Independence Day, a new federal holiday commemorating the end of slavery. And people across America are celebrating in special ways. Les Trent spoke with a young beauty queen crowned Miss Juneteenth.
Let the celebrations begin.
This Saturday will mark the first time Juneteenth is an official federal holiday. That means if you work for the federal government, you just got tomorrow off.
A tweet from the U.S. Office of Personnel Management went out today. As the 19th falls on a Saturday, most federal employees will observe the holiday tomorrow, June 18th. Juneteenth now comes between Memorial Day and the 4th of July, the 11th national holiday of the calendar year. Television specials will also mark the new holiday. On Friday night, ABC airs Together We Triumph, a two-hour special that includes a Michael Strahan interview with former President Obama. On CBS, Ava DuVernay's film Selma will make its broadcast debut on Sunday night. Selma chronicles MLK's tumultuous three-month campaign to secure passage of the Equal Voting Rights Act.
For many local communities, June 19th has been celebrated for decades with parades and events. Many even crown a Miss Juneteenth. But 17-year-old Sanaya Gay is the first national Miss Juneteenth.
Not only are you the reigning national Miss Juneteenth, you're actually the first.
Yes, I am.
When Sanaya was crowned last fall, her number one goal was to see June 19th declared a national holiday. And now it's here.
Can you tell me how that feels considering we are now going to be seeing a national holiday?
It's officially happening now, and I'm so amazed, and I'm so happy to be a part of history.
The vote for the new national holiday had wide support on both sides of the political aisle.
The bill is passed.
And we'll be right back.
Next, how to beat the heat wave.
This is really keeping me cool.
The coolest heat hacks you've ever seen.
Right on your neck.
Yeah. Doesn't that feel really cool?
It feels great.
Plus, TikTok beauty tip disaster. Look what she did to her face.
It's a very bad idea. Don't do it.
And you've never seen a warm-up like this.
She's got her show tunes going.
Inside Edition with Deborah Norville. We'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
There's a heat wave in the Southwest. Here's how to stay cool.
Let's start in the bedroom.
What should we do if it's a hot summer night and we just can't fall asleep and get cool?
You're going to freeze your sheets. All you do is you take your sheets, fold them up like this, and then we're going to put them in a plastic bag, then seal the bag, and put it right in the freezer.
Just before you're ready to go to sleep,
take out your sheets, and then make your bed just like this, and you will slip into a nice, cool, comfortable bed.
What a great idea.
Now, create your own cooling pad. All it takes is a sock and some rice.
So you're going to take a sock just like this, stretch it open, pour some rice inside. You're going to make a knot. And then we're going to pop it in the freezer. So now that it's out of the freezer, I'm going to put it right by your neck and feel how cool that is.
Oh yeah, that feels great.
Not many people realize that peppermint tea can work as a natural coolant for the body.
A great way to cool down is to brew some peppermint tea, put it in the refrigerator, and then I like to put it in a spritz bottle. Now with the tea in the spray bottle, you're gonna spray it on yourself right before you go out the door.
That's so refreshing.
And you smell great too.
Here's a simple way to turn ordinary water into something fruity and delicious.
Take any fruits and vegetables that you like, and then you're gonna slice them up just like this. You place them in the ice cube tray. You're gonna take some water, pour it, and then we're gonna pop it in the freezer.
When they're all done,
you're gonna pop it out, drop it in your water, and you have a refreshing twist on regular water.
Toast to staying cool.
Refreshing tips we can all use in this heat wave.
Delicious.
So good.
And next, what happened to this Big Brother contestant? A warning now about online beauty advice.
TikTok is full of them. Beauty hacks claiming to make you more beautiful from the comfort of your home.
Just trust me. This is gonna help keep your eyes hydrated.
But look what happened to Tilly Whitfield, a fan favorite on Australia's version of Big Brother.
Congratulations, Tilly.
She tried a TikTok hack that claimed would give her fake freckles using a sewing needle and ink. Her skin went from this to this swollen disaster. She got a bad infection and says she even temporarily lost vision in one eye. Dermatologist Dr. Doris Day cautions all women to beware using TikTok beauty hacks.
It's a very bad idea to follow beauty trends on TikTok.
unless the person giving the information is a board-certified dermatologist.
Slugging is another beauty trend taking over TikTok.
This practice is called slugging.
It's when you cover your face and neck with Vaseline before you go to sleep. It's supposed to keep your skin hydrated and glowing.
It does nothing good, and it may clog your pores, it may increase breakouts.
TikTokers are also trying microneedling at home, a procedure Dr. Day says should definitely be left to the professionals. Moral of the story? Beware turning to TikTok for beauty tip videos.
Don't do it.
Stay safe, everyone. Up next, an Olympic dance party.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Finally, ready, set, dance.
Olympic swimming hopeful Sierra Schmidt sure knows how to warm up.
This is the Sierra Schmidt move.
Check her busting a move before the grueling 1,500-meter swim at last night's Olympic trials in Omaha. So what was she listening to? Her favorite K-pop song, Cheer Up.
Definitely give her the gold. We'll see you next time.
If you like Inside Edition, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.